Okay, we left off last week. We were talking about the special mitzvah of eating in the sukkah in the first half of Sukkot. So the Gemara is very clear that this is different from the rest of the week in the sense that it's a mitzvah chiyuvus. It's not something they have a choice to do. It's an absolute mitzvah matzah. What is less clear is it basically still a mitzvah yeshiva basukkah? And it's governed by all the rules, all the limitations of yeshiva basukkah. But do I say maybe it's a totally new mitzvah? It's a mitzvah called achila basukkah. So my nafkamina, so we said, there's a machlekes in the shayla whether mitzvah would be potter chayav in the first night. If it's potter yeshiva, and the sukkah's teshu comes l'mayit, mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah achila, so even though it's cold, it's not the matzah, but it's cold in the house or not, so then the potter mitzvah wouldn't be one. So the most common application of the shayla seems to be yodu gishamim. If it rains, so the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah that if it rains on Sukkot, so you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. Not only do you not have to eat in the Sukkah, there's nothing to be gained being in the Sukkah. In the Sukkah of the rain, the Yerushalmi says you're called a hedyot. He's a fool. He says, not, you're a moron. They say, what are you doing? You're getting yourself wet, you're getting drenched for no reason. You're not fulfilling any mitzvah whatsoever. It's not the issue of the Sukkah in the rain. But a Yontif has a fascinating tshuva. He wants to know that why isn't it usur to sit in the sukkah in the rain? The Gemara just says you're not mechuyav. The Yerushalmi says you're foolish, but the Gemara never says it's usur. Why isn't it usur? Why should it be usur? The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tes that you're not allowed to be nen in the atzei sukkah. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from sukkah. Let's say if I take the branches, I take the schach off the sukkah and use it to make a bonfire, so that's an issur deraisa. The Gemara learns after apostle kind of sukkah shilish yom l'Hashem. It has to be mamash Hashem. It has to be it's almost like hektish. So when I sit in the sukkah, I'll be nen in the sukkah. The schach is protecting me a little bit, and the walls are protecting me a little bit. So why is that called nen in the sukkah? So it's a joke of a kasha. It's obviously not called nen in the sukkah because that's mitzvah of a kasha. Kol's body, you're doing the mitzvah, you're allowed to be nen from the sukkah. The issur is to be nen shelo b'shas mitzvah. So Yontif says, oh, the zoy is raining, so then you're not being here to the mitzvah. You're not being here to the mitzvah. It's still keeping you a little dry. If you wouldn't have any covering on it, you'd be drenched like Amri. So now it's just dripping into you. So you're getting protected a little bit from this chas. Why isn't that called shelo b'shas mitzvah? So that's a famous kasha. So there are many, many answers to that kasha. So one of the answers to that kasha may be based on something we're about to say in a moment. So we'll put that kasha in the background for a second. So there's a mefarish machlokes of Rishonim. It's raining on the first night of Sukkot. What do? You eat in the sukkah night. So the Shulchan Aruch paskes that you're not mechuyav to, and the Ramah paskes you are mechuyav to. So Gaval, what do you do? Where do you go from here? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim who say that we treat this like a sveik of the din. We're not sure. Are you really chayav in the first night of the rain or not? So therefore, Mishnah Berurah recommends what you should do as follows. If it's raining, so you should go to the sukkah, make kiddush, and eat a kedayis of challah in the sukkah, just in case you're chayav in the mitzvah, without a bracha. You can't make a lesson of the sukkah because you're in the potter. They go into the house and eat the whole meal. If it's raining, potter in the sukkah. Then, if it happens to clear up sometime later in the night, eating dessert, all of a sudden you see that it stops raining. So it says, Mishmu, you better go out again and eat a second time. Why? Because it's possible that the first time you weren't yetzeh, because the first time you ate, it wasn't really the mitzvah, according to half the Rishonim. And now you should go back and eat again. But now, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can make a bracha. You should make a bracha. Why? Because it's no worse than the rest of the week. And even if I was yetzeh before in the rain, so why should this be any less than on Thursday Chavar I also eat? That's the cheshbon that the Mishnah Berurah makes. Complicated cheshbon. That the first kezayis is without a bracha. Then you eat the whole meal in the house. If it stops raining, you go out and have another kezayis or the kebetz, really, because you want to be able to make a bracha chaladeos. So you eat again. Then Mishnah returns around with the following kula. He says, what's the din? Let's say the meal's over. It's still pouring rain on the bench. I learn for a little bit, and I go to sleep. And almost at 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, and I see the moon, the stars, a beautiful clear night, the rain stops, it's not raining anymore. What do I do now? So the Shabur is a startling psach. The Shabur says, you're not going to do anything. Turn around, go back to sleep. What? Says, Mamanar Shach, you potter. Anyone know the Mamanar Shach? There's Mamanar Shach, the Shabur. Says, make up your mind. Is Mitzvah Chayav in the first night or not? Like we said, if Mitzvah is Chayav, then I was Yotze when? With that first Kazayas, the 6 hours ago, the pouring rain. If Mitzvah is potter, Mitzvah, I don't want to schlep down in my pajamas and go downstairs before I get out of the sukkah and dry down the tables. I think, oh my God, it's a pain in the neck. So Mitzvah is potter, but it's a sukkah. So the mother shach, I can go back to sleep. Either Mitzvah is chayav or is yotze, Mitzvah is potter, so I'm potter, I don't do anything else. That was the famous psach of the Mishnah Berurah. So there are a lot of later Achareim who didn't accept that psach of Mishnah Berurah for the following reason. The Vilna Gaon comments on that din, where the Ramah says you should eat the sukkah even in the rain of the first night. So the Gemara says it's not right. Why is it not right? So the Gemara says four words. Lav shem sukkah avoh. It's not called a sukkah. What does it mean? It's not called a sukkah. So the Gemara seems to understand that the din of rain is a different din than rain of the mitzvah. If I'm sitting in the sukkah and it smells bad, there's a skunk outside, so that's called mitzvah for the sukkah. If I'm sitting in the sukkah and it's raining, I don't even need a din of mitzvah to be potter. It's not shayach to be yanked to the mitzvah sukkah in the rain, not because me as a gavra or a mitzvah, but what's it a din of? It's a din of the cheft, it's not called the sukkah. This is what sukkah means, sachech, to protect. If the schach is not serving the function of serving as a roof, because it's dripping, the water's coming through, does it nishkein schach? Does it nishkein sukkah? It's a cheft, not a sukkah altogether. So the Goyim says it doesn't matter what you hold about the first night, but you think that the first night is size chai, is not, but it's irrelevant, says the Gra. You can't be yotzei in the rain. It's impossible to be yotzei sukkah in the rain. Therefore, according to this Gra, later Rechorim write that the Mishavuah Tumarshach is not correct. That it's very possible that Mitztair is not yotzei the first night. You're not chayiv on the first night. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So say the later Rechorim, when you ate in the sukkah that first kazayas, even if it's star is chayiv, you weren't yotzei, because it wasn't a sukkah. You were eating in the street. That's not called eating in the sukkah. So since you weren't eating in the sukkah, for sure you weren't yotzei with the first kazayas. So now you have a shayla, am I chayiv not? So that's a one shayla. Is mitzvah chayiv, mitzvah potter? Maybe it's not chayiv. Just because mitzvah is chayiv in the first night doesn't mean you were yotzei with the first kazayas. That's the chiluk, according to the Gra, against the Mishnah Berurah. According to Mishnah Berurah, rain and mitzvah is the same song, it's the same p'tor. So the Mishmur is able to make a mamonah shach. According to the Gra, you can't make that mamonah shach anymore, because it could be that you chayiv a mitzvah, and you still want to go into the first time around. So according to the Gra, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to get up and go down and make a even the sun. You make a bracha. But once you're there, now I'm comfortable, I may not, according to Mishmur, I wasn't have to get to that point. Once I'm there, so I'm good to go. So that's what many poskim say. I remember it happened to me once, many years it's happened to me, that the first night it was pouring rain, and when my father Rishon went down to the sukkah, the two of us, we ate the bark, because that kisha poured, the chaos was soaking through and through. We ate the kizai, the chaos, and ran upstairs to the house, and then later that night, it was still raining, and then I went to sleep, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, I looked outside, clear, stopped raining, and ran downstairs to the sukkah, showing me another 3 years of holiday, even according to the Tischesh of the Grand Point of Shabur, and I'm afraid to go around. Okay, good. So we've been talking primarily about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah. So let's move us a little bit into the govern the Heftz of the Sukkah a little bit. Now, we're not going to have time this summer, we only have a few more days left to talk about all of the Sukkah. We've learned the first 25 blad of Sukkah. So if you're ready, so we'll come to the end of that part now. So the first 25 blad had a whole Sukkah, the next couple blad had what you do once you have a Sukkah. So we're just going to try to highlight those shaylas that come up in the sukkah that are the most common shaylas in our world today. So we know that sukkah is made up of two parts. It's made up of chach, and it's made up of the defunas. So the truth is that the halachas that make up the schach are in a sense mochomer. The schach has a lot of halachas that govern it. The Mishnah tells us we have a tradition based on sukkim that schach has to have certain characteristics in order to be kosher. It has to be something which is gedulah ben ha'aretz. It has to be something that grows in the ground. It has to be something that's tolosh ben ha'karka. It can't be something that's still growing in the ground. That's why if you have the sukkahs on the trees, that's a big, 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 big problem. One of the biggest problems we have, if you live in the suburbs, is these sukkahs on the trees, and there's no gvul. The tree can be 100 feet up. That's still a problem. So it's not a good thing to try to solve this problem in Eretz Sukkah. So I'm trying to chacham in a Marosho, and very often you have to get one of these tree companies in there to slip away some of the branches, otherwise you're going to have a lot of trouble. So the schach has to be dover. It's kedul b'karka. It's tolsh b'karka. It has to be dover she'edim kabotuma. If it's a kli or some other kind of item, it's kabotuma. Then it's possible for being schach. Those are the three basic halachas. So it's for that reason that traditionally there's branches, leaves, things like that. In the last 40, 50 years or so, bamboo has become very, very common because it's very easy. When I was a kid, so they used bamboo. It was much old style branches. The problem was every year you had to go get new branches. So bamboo was very easy to store from year to year. It gets wood, it's in kabotuma, it's wonderful, it's beautiful. I always give this as an example as, the Rambam says that one of the karamuna is that the Torah doesn't change, the halacha doesn't change. So we do mitzvahs exactly the way they were done in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean that my sukkah looks like Moshe Rabbeinu's sukkah. halachically we do mitzvahs the same as Moshe Rabbeinu, not culturally. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm pretty certain, actually very certain, part of the term, did not use bamboo. Bamboo comes from China, so Moshe, unless he had some shipment into bamboo into the Middle, he did not use bamboo. But my sukkah with bamboo is halachically the exact same as Moshe Rabbeinu, but it looks very, very different than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's okay. Culturally, in different communities, in different times, in different places, so the chefta shemitah sometimes looks a little bit different. So matzah. So my matzah is halachically the same as Moshe Rabbeinu's was. It may not look the same. Let's say I have a square matzah, square perfect machine square matzah. So it doesn't look Moshe Rabbeinu's, roundish, maybe a little sviny matzah, a little thicker, whatever it was. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what those are cultural differences. The halachic identity, the chef shemitah, is the same. It's from chamesh bin adamim with water, less than 18 minutes. Sure, that's halachically what matzah is. So anything that meets the criteria of schach is going to be okay. So there's a big, big machlekes. It's a machlekes that Tanoim are ready, machlekes that Gemara, Rishayim, Tumul, Shulchan Aruch, and then the following. What if I have schach that's kosher, but the item that's holding up the schach is not kosher? It's called the ma'amid. So let's say the schach itself is made out of branch and then a bamboo, but what's holding up the schach in place is metal. So metal is possible, metal doesn't go to the ground. So what's the deal? So the ESP, I'd say, it's a problem. So it's not a big deal. If schach is good, so that's what many Tanoim said. Probably most of the Tanoim said that way. Big deal, so it's a big deal. If kosher schach, schach is kosher. And one Tana said, no, ma'amid b'davim tabatum is a problem. Why am I high? What's wrong with ma'amid? So according to many Rishonim, what's wrong with ma'amid is, so it was like Xavier de Rabbanon. We're afraid that if we let you have these metal poles on top of your sukkah, so this year you're going to have schach that's resting on top of the metal poles. Next year you say, what do I need this schach? Why have the metal poles? Let the metal poles be the schach. So we're afraid that Rabbanon, that somebody is going to, by mistake, he's going to use the metal as the schach itself. That's what many Rishonim say. Rashi in sukkah doesn't seem to say. Rashi seems to say that I'm shall be din, since the metal is holding up the schach, so it becomes like the schach, something like that, maybe even on a level of the raisa. But the most of Shem seem to say that's probably only a chumah midrabbanan. So as machlekes Tanoim about whether this chumah midrabbanan even exists, and machlekes in Rishonim how we paskin, do we follow this chumrah or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a little bit of a mystery in Shulchan Aruch about this topic. One place Shulchan Aruch seems to ignore it, one place seems to accept it. But basically, later poskim basically say that we don't really paskin like this. We really, really paskin. Ma'amid is not a problem. As long as you have kosher schach, it doesn't really matter until you're up. But since there was a view in Rishonim that did accept this Tana, to follow Rabbi Yehuda's view, that ma'amid is a problem, lechatchil, when you build a sukkah, you try to avoid having ma'amid shayna. So you try that the schach should be resting directly on something that's makabel tula. So the question, what does that mean practically for us? So this is among the problem. It says that even according to the Machmirim, the Ma'am is a problem. That's only when the Schach is literally being held up, Mamish directly by the Dover Ma'amid. If it's what's called Ma'amid to Ma'amid, let's say I have a metal pole, and the metal pole is holding up a piece of wood, and on top of that piece of wood, there's a top of that, there's some bamboo poles or something. So the Ma'amid says, that's not a Ma'amid. That's for sure good. That's good. That's very Ma'amid to Ma'amid. That's okay. So the Chazanish didn't think that was right. The Machlekes had read so. Shaydu, the Chazanish thought the whole thing was not true. Chazanish said, "Bamarushach, if you really believe Ma'amid's a problem, so then even Ma'amid to Ma'amid is a problem. If you believe Ma'amid's not a problem, then it's not a problem at all." So the Chazanish was a machmir to make a little shaydu, because the Chazanish says that he thinks the kulam on the rum doesn't really is not correct. On the other hand, the Chazanish thought that the ikra din is Ma'amid is not a problem altogether. So the Chazanish had a very, very chumatical version of what Ma'amid is. They turned around and gave him the kula. Kesher also Pesh in there, he said that the whole thing is only lechatchila and not really ikra din anyway. So most people kind of follow the middle ground. Many, many sukkahs are built based on the premise of the Magen Avraham. Again, the whole thing is a das yochid anyway. And ikra din we don't really pass it like it. It's a chumatul rabbanan. And Magen Avraham says Ma'am is okay. So that's what a lot of sukkahs, the sukkahs are all built on this principle. That they have metal poles that keep the whole sukkah together, and then instead of putting the bamboo directly on top of the mats that people are using on top of the metal, they usually put like a slat of wood or something on top of the metal. Then they throw the schach on top of that piece of wood. So yes, it's a. So they yotze them again. So some people don't like to make those. Some people don't want to have any metal in the sukkah whatsoever. Yeah, most people assume that that's okay, at least not Ma'am is okay. Even if they didn't, if you go home and your parents didn't even put that slat of wood there, Mikra did, it's good anyway. Mikra did, no Ma'am, it's only Chumud Rabbanim, it's probably only Lechitchil anyway, so it's not the end of the world. But that's one of the more common shilas that comes up in our sukkahs today, hopefully. Next year, we'll talk a little bit about the other very, very common shilas, particularly in the Kamer sukkahs. It's the walls that move. Just what exactly how they play out in terms of halacha. One of those common shahs that we have in Sukkot. So we'll try to finish up a little bit in terms of that. Next year, I want to have a chance as the week goes on, a little bit of dalminim. We can hop around 1 or 2 days of some dalminim stuff. So that way, we can make believe that we finish all Chodesh Tishrei. But we'll see how that goes. What's the schedule just in terms of? Anyone knows the schedule this week?
I don't think there's a teal.
No, Tuesday, I think they're doing a surprise.
They're doing Olympics.
Doing some other kind of
Olympics.
Tuesday?
I'm not sure what.